All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Octagon 42. Going to be a very intriguing bout with the Interim Featherweight Championship up for grabs on April 29th. We have Yakub Takota taking on Losin Keita, and happy to have Yakub on the show for the first time. How are you doing there, man?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm really appreciating it. And looking forward to on Saturday night and big fight ahead of me.
Yeah, and I think a lot is understandably being made of this fight with you stepping up on short notice. I'm curious, like, specifically, when did you first, I guess, get word that this bout opportunity would be coming your way?
Hey, are you still there?
I am, yeah.
Yep. Okay. It was a little bit... Okay. Now it's fine, yeah. Okay, sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Oh, no worries. I'm just wondering when the bout offer came your way, just with this being a short notice fight.
Yeah, it was short notice. I was expecting the fight on May 20th on the next Octagon tournament, but... this short notice came, and I accepted it because it's a big chance. It's a big chance to prove that I am the one of the world's top fighters, and to beat Keita like a top contender and get Octagon belt. It should be massive jump in my career and achieving my dream to be the best fighter in the world.
Yeah, for sure, and I feel like this is probably almost a redundant kind of question, but I presume that, you know, upcoming fight at Octagon 43 is now off at this point, correct?
Yeah, it's off. This is a bigger fight, and it's the opportunity.
Man, it seems like you've been getting in a lot of awesome work lately. Like, it seems like Renders MMA is the main space, but I also saw you getting in work at All-Stars Training Center, which, I mean, obviously some elite fighters out of there getting to, you know, travel to Sweden and work there as well. Are those, you know, the two primary spaces that you've been working at ahead of this fight?
This preparation was at my home gym at Prague, and it was more about like technical, tactical details, which was shown like in the last fight. But mainly I'm in the work, in the training process the whole year, and we have a lot of sparring partners, like not only from our country or our gym, but from another ones which are in Prague. And yeah, the preparation was here in Prague, but it was totally great, and I'm 100% ready.
Yeah, for sure. And something I find fascinating about this fight, too, is it would seem like maybe a chance for a bit of redemption, just with the last fight seeing you also fight for interim gold at 145 pounds. And, I mean, it was a split decision, so a tightly contested fight with Mate Sanakidze at Octagon 37. But is there that sense of redemption in this next one? Is that a fair characterization, getting another, you know, crack at this interim belt?
Yeah, it's another chance for the title, and I think this will be the happy one. And I got it like a new chapter, not just redemption, but of course it's opportunity. Like, the next fight is title fight here, and I have the new chance to be the champ.
Yeah, for sure, and I mean, that would be a great achievement. I mean, you had great amateur accolades, being a former IMAF gold medalist and everything. Like, what would this belt represent to you in terms of a, you know, professional accomplishment?
This will be absolutely the top of my career yet, but I'm aiming for the UFC belt to be the best in the world. So I hope this will be the big trophy, big one, but not the biggest one in my career.
And I think it would have, you know, additional importance. I mean, obviously, winning a belt is always great, but just being that you've also had your entire, you know, pro MMA career under the Octagon banner, so would that kind of, you know, add something extra up to it as well?
Yeah, it will, because Octagon is the top European promotion and a global promotion here, and the title in this organization means a lot in the world's MMA. It's an honor to be the champ and be in this Hall of Fame of Octagon. In the Czech Republic, the Octagon is like really big. Yeah, like people in the streets are meeting me, want to take photos, and it's really big here. Yeah, Octagon.
Yeah, and I love hearing that. It definitely seems like it has a big domestic presence, but also I feel like even in the last year or so, it's really been growing on a global level, just people being aware of what Octagon MMA is doing. And, you know, curious to get your perspectives, because like I was just saying, you've had your entire pro MMA career with them. So can you, I guess, like speak to the growth of the company from when you first kind of started fighting to where they're at now?
Okay, now I'm in Octagon for 3 years, and you can see like expansion of it, not only in the Czech Republic, but in the Europe. They expanded to the Germany. There are a lot of like foreign fighters than Czech or Slovak on the fight card. I think maybe it's 70% like from foreign countries than Czech and Slovak. And when I started, it was like opposite one. It was 80% of Czech or Slovak fighters. And you can see like the big names, like John Hathaway, like a world famous fighter from the UFC, is in the Octagon, or Hector Lombard was there. So I think these names mean big organization name, because they will not fight in just some local organization.
Yeah, and there's a lot of interesting elements to this, like obviously taking advantage of a great opportunity that was presented, but you know, the year could play out, you know, pretty well for you. Like if you get your desired outcome here, that would, I would imagine, vault you into a fight with Mate Santakidze to unify the gold whenever he's able to get back to competition. Like if everything, you know, kind of falls into place over the next couple, you know, fights here, like what do you think this year would represent for your career? I imagine it would be an all-time best year for you in MMA.
I hope, and I think so. And now I will beat Lozan Keita on Saturday, and I will be interim champ, but we will have to fight for the real belt, and that have Mate, so I hope he will heal up well with his shoulder injury, and we will meet in the Octagon one more time, and this time I will be the winner.
And speaking of your opponent, he's someone who, I mean, doesn't have quite the duration of history with the company, but has been with them for a little bit now, like a bit over a year from what I can tell. And it seems like they've garnered, you know, multiple first round finishes all throughout the course of their career. I guess I'm curious, like, what your thoughts are on, you know, your opponent's resume and everything, but also maybe some of the X's and O's of what Lozan Keita does well as a fighter.
Okay, he's a big name because he's like unbeatable yet, but I think the hype is such more bigger than the real like level of his skills, because I think not only think, I believe I have a complete skill set to beat him. I watch a lot. I can see a lot of where to finish him. And I will go for it on Saturday. And I think this name is the biggest one in my resume, but it will be the biggest victory in my resume.
And that's interesting you say that, like without, I guess, giving away the specifics of your game plan, like why do you, I guess, see this as an opportunity where you can really capitalize on, you know, putting the first blemish on this individual's record? Like what is it you're seeing where, you know, maybe the hype surrounding this guy doesn't match the reality of what you're perceiving?
I think I think we will see another fight that he's not beatable yet. I think the receipt will be not such hard, such it could see possibly for someone, but I think it will be the domination from my side, and then I think I will have like a top ranking in the MMA matrix or websites like that, because I think Keita is like 44th or something like that, so really high ranked guy, and I will looking forward for what is next, because this, like I said in the previously, this fight could take me to the real top of the world in featherweight.
Yeah, and we've talked about that a bit, with you saying that UFC gold is something you would eventually like to capture in the future. Like, in your mind's eye, this time next year, do you see yourself as being part of the UFC? Is that like an express goal or timeline you have mapped out?
Yeah, I hope. And like I said, my dream is to be the best fighter in the world, and I have to fight the best fighters in the world, and there are in UFC. Of course, I love Octagon. I'm really happy here, but you know, this is the MMA career, and I want to be the best, and the best are in the UFC. So when the offer will come, I will take it.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, you know, very focused on your martial arts endeavors for sure. And I was seeing in, you know, the backgrounding on you per the Octagon site that karate was like the first discipline you really got into. I'm curious, like, when did MMA first kind of get onto your radar, like even on a fandom perspective, but I guess as a continuation, like when did you, I guess, decide you wanted to compete within MMA? I'm curious about that, you know, kind of backstory.
Yeah, it was like from the child, I was like meant to be an athlete or just a moving, you know. My parents worked with me since 4 years old, and at the seven, I wanted to try some sport, and karate was like near my school, and a lot of my friends went to this course, so I went too, and it absolutely like interested me. But with the time, I wanted something like more contact, and Thai boxing was another step, and just a little bit after it was MMA, and I absolutely adore it. The complexion of this sport, and like creativity you can do there, and things you can study like a stand-up discipline, wrestling, ground game, and doing everything better every time. You will never be like a perfect one, and I want to achieve a perfect, but I know it's impossible. that's the nice and that's the beautiful thing about MMA.
Yeah, I love hearing that and everything. The pursuit of perfection, even though perfection doesn't really exist. I get what you mean. It's a very interesting pursuit, but you know, a lot of time and dedication going into the martial arts journey for sure. But I guess to that point, I'm curious, like when you're, I guess, not in the gym diligently training or even in a specific camp, like are there any like outside interests or hobbies that you have that are non, I guess, martial arts related? Like, do you have any hobbies or other outlets, outside interests to kind of like decompress and whatnot?
You know, the 90% of my life is about the martial arts, because like I'm an athlete, I'm a coach of kids, so I'm in the gym the whole time. But like a hobby, I have like going to the nature or being with my family and being with my girlfriend, because that's the time I enjoy really, really well. And we do a lot of things like yoga, surfing. I want to surf more. We have no ocean here, but if I'm near the ocean, I was as a surf and absolutely love it, and I want to try it more and more. So I hope after this fight, we will go on a holiday and try more surfing.
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely be awesome and cool to hear that you've gotten into, like, you know, coaching younger kids and been doing that for a little bit, because, like, I've interviewed different fighters and it seems like when they coach people and impart the technique to them, it really, I guess, compounds their own understanding of it that much more that they can also use in competition. Have you kind of found that to be the case in your coaching efforts? Like, it understands, or rather increases the understanding of the technique that much more, and you have those, like, hyper refined basics, as it were?
Yeah, 100%. It's like another step of understanding the technique. Yeah, one thing is to apply it in the fight or in training, but the second one is to know, like, special steps of this technique and can teach it, because it's something different. And I really appreciate that I have this ability to coach and to coach the kids, especially, because I really love it. They are really, like, interested in this sport, and they are competing too, and they are the young guns and the future, and it's nice to see them grow and, like, teaching them my know-how.
Yeah, I love hearing that, man. Seems like it's cool and, you know, a few different regards, but it's awesome getting to have you on the show, especially, you know, so close to the fight and everything. But like I was saying earlier, definitely want to be mindful of your time and schedule. So to that point, is there any final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping up here, man?
Sorry, but no, it was a little bit problem with connection. Can you repeat the question?
Oh yeah, no worries. Just wondering if there's any final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping things up here.
Oh, I don't think I please watch the fight on a Saturday. It will be the great one. And watch my career, because I hope this will be the great career. And I want to be one day the part of the GOAT Talks and be the really, really great champ. And this is just the start of my journey.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fight at Octagon 42 on April 29th, as you said. And yeah, going to be a very intriguing interim featherweight title fight. And, you know, thanks so much for coming on and giving great insights, man. Looking forward to checking that out and everything. But until then, you have a good rest of your day, Yakub.
Thank you very much, and see you.